A charity operating in West Africa wants the G20 summit in Brisbane to be a turning point in the fight against the Ebola virus. The call comes as the disease has now spread into a fourth country, Mali. So far, it's killed more than 5,000 people. Africa correspondent Martin Cudahy reports.
There is a new front in the Ebola fight. Three people have died in Mali. A two-year-old girl, a nurse, and the patient he treated, a man from neighbouring Guinea. The head of Mali's Centre for Disease Control, Dr. Samba Sow, says the country has been taken by surprise.
He had no symptoms suggestive of the Ebola virus. He had no fever, no bleeding, no symptoms. He had a picture of acute kidney failure.
The misdiagnosis means 90 people are now in quarantine. An entire hospital has been sealed off with patients inside. It's under constant armed guard. The World Health Organization's Fadela Chaib is worried.
He was monitored for everything except Ebola. The funeral were not done in a safe manner. So there is potentially many people who were in contact with the dead body.
The WHO believes there are four others who probably died from the disease in Mali. Further afield in West Africa, Ebola shows little signs of slowing. 5,160 people have died in the worst ever outbreak of the disease.
There is a trend now in Liberia showing a kind of decline in cases. In some district in Guinea, there is also a kind of decline. But in Sierra Leone, the numbers are still very high.
In Liberia, the state of emergency has now been lifted. But international aid workers remain trying to help control the disease. Queensland doctor Matt Caffrey is monitoring a Save the Children team. He knows Ebola will be on the agenda at the G20 in Brisbane and says it's a perfect opportunity to boost international support.
Australia should certainly be looking to continue its own involvement, but putting pressure on other governments that have perhaps not contributed as significantly as ourselves.
Dr. Caffrey says more should be done to help those who want to come and help in West Africa.
Governments really need to think clearly about what they're saying and may potentially do to people when they return. The added imposition of a potential 3 weeks further in quarantine is deterring a lot of people from wanting to sign up.
Médecins Sans Frontières will next month launch clinical trials of three possible treatments in West Africa. But the charity is warning against premature claims of a miracle cure. This is Martin Cudahy for AM.